Hello, welcome back to Can't Guess. I'm Caitlin. I'm here today with my friend Denise. Introduce yourself, Denise.
My name is Denise Williams.
Do you remember how we met?
Oh, you probably should have given me these questions in advance. How
Gosh.
we met. No, I don't remember.
Remember we were at you were at College Heights?
No, I've never been to College Heights.
No, for the women's conference?
Oh, in
Yeah,
Plainview.
that's how we
Yes,
met.
I remember that. I didn't realize that was when we met. Oh, how about
I
that?
still left high school until I was a graduate, probably 2 or 3, 4 months.
Oh, how about that? Okay.
19 years old. What's it like having me as a friend?
Oh, well,
Oh, no.
you are energetic and you are almost always joyful and you take instruction well. And sometimes you're a little boisterous. Do you know what that word means? Boisterous.
Loud.
Loud and energetic.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did you pick up on special needs? Was it because how I act, or what did I tell you?
You didn't tell me, but a part of it was how you acted, and a little bit could detect that a little bit in your speech. And you're quite silly. Yes, you're quite silly.
Yeah.
Like that. Say like that right there.
Sorry, I do
That's
that.
okay. You're a little silly, but you're a sweet girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you give me the look? Is it to shake me up?
Yes. You want to see the look? Yes. And you're very you when you see me do the look, you're really good about stopping whatever it is that I want you to stop doing. You're very good about that.
Because I know you.
Yes.
You ever told Pan or Krista?
That's right.
Oh no.
That's exactly right.
What do you think about my day center based off what I tell you? Like the things we do?
I think they're probably very nice people there. And it seems like a bright and clean place, and it seems like the people really like you.
They do.
And I've never really heard you complain about it, so I'm guessing that they have a good amount of activities.
They do.
Okay, good.
What do you like to watch on TV?
I watch a lot of Fox News. I was sick several months ago and I couldn't really pay attention to much of anything. And so I sort of got addicted to watching Fox News. Sometimes I watch court TV. So I watch, yeah, I, sometimes I watch court trials and I like watching a lot of sports.
I like to watch SpongeBob cartoons.
I'm not much into SpongeBob.
I love SpongeBob. I grew up watching it.
Yeah, I'm not much into SpongeBob. My kids watched some SpongeBob.
What was your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Well, Gone with the Wind probably has to be up there. Have you ever watched that? Oh, we should watch that together sometime. I like Gone with the Wind. I used to have a list of all of my favorite movies. And I kind of like to do different kinds like historical movies and some scary movies. I like to watch some scary movies sometimes. I like to watch funny
Me
movies.
too.
Yeah. So,
Well, my favorite movie, it's a scary movie.
what is it?
It's based off a video game that people play. It's about animatronics at a pizza restaurant. 5 Nights at Freddy's.
There's a lot of Freddy movies, right?
Yeah, they made one a couple of years ago. But 5 Nights at Freddy's is about these animatronics, not necessarily possessed, but there's children's spirits are inside of them that were killed.
That's
Yeah,
terrible.
I know.
That is not a movie
It
that would be on my list.
Other thing that's not really that scary. Eventually, something influenced them in the movie to kill people, but then they realized who killed them, and they, I guess they got the revenge on that person. So
sounds really great. Can you tell?
Yeah, you're being sarcastic. I am. But there's another Five Nights at Freddy's movie coming out, the second one. It's coming on your birthday, December 5th.
I can hardly wait.
I can't wait to see you. What is your favorite food and dessert?
Oh, I love all kinds of desserts.
I know you like to eat.
I love to eat.
Me too.
Yeah, I love to eat. And I like almost all kinds of desserts. And my favorite food to eat? I like cheese a lot. It's good protein. And I like that. For a meal, I like to have some kind of a meat. I really love potatoes. Potatoes are just about my favorite thing.
I love mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is right up there as well.
Because I like to cook it with ground beef sometimes, just mix it in.
I've not tried that before.
You should. That's really good.
I'm not so sure about that.
Picky.
Okay.
Okay. How long have you been at Fellowship Church Lubbock?
Probably 20 years or more.
Because this has been around since, I think, 2003, right?
What?
I think it's been around for like 23 years, right?
Something like that. I've been here about 20 years, maybe a little longer.
I've been here for three.
Three.
What's ironic is that this church is almost as old as I am. I'm about a year older than the church, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next page. What's your favorite part of our friendship?
My favorite part of our friendship.
Is it when you gave me the look?
Huh?
Is it when you give me the look?
No, I'm just thinking what would be the favorite part of our friendship. I think it would be that you are almost always joyful. I mean, very rarely do I see you where you are not happy.
Yeah, and there are times I'm really sad. Yeah. There are times I come to church sad, but, you know, just being around everybody, eventually talking about it, eventually.
But it doesn't happen very often.
No, it makes me feel better.
Yeah, but you're very joyful, and generally you do a really good job of sitting still and quiet in church. And listening well.
I'll do look around.
Everybody looks around. Yeah. I mean, nobody's.
I can hardly sit still. I'm just like moving my head around. That's basically.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think of something funny. I try not to laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite things to do?
I like to read a lot. I love to read. What'd you say?
Bookworm.
I am a bookworm, and it's really good. It's good for my brain. It's good for my mind, and so I love to read. I walk for about 30 minutes, at least, or about an hour every day. Actually, not all at once, but I try, you know, to keep active, and. I 5 days a week I go to Planet Fitness and work out with two of my friends, and so that's fun. And we've been together for quite a while, so that's fun. And of course, I love my family. So, yeah.
I like to come to church.
And I
like to go to Day Hub. I like to not read. I don't really read. But sometimes I read a news article on my phone, on Facebook sometimes. Yeah. But yeah.
Well, that counts.
I like to color. I like to play bingo at Day Hub. I like to play with my friends at Day Hub. Tease everybody. Talk to everybody at staff.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what I get to do. I like to go play bingo, see my family. I like to give myself Jeanette a hard time by teasing her.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds fun.
What's your favorite song? I mean, darn, I messed up. How old were you when you began to know the Lord?
Very, very young. My parents took me to church every single Sunday from about the time I was 4, 6 weeks old. And my dad's grandparents lived in the same town where we lived, and my grandmother took care of my brother and me when we were younger. And there was never a time that we didn't go outside, and she would say, "Oh, Jesus, thank you so much for the beautiful sunshine. Thank you for the rain." And she was just always talking to me about the Lord, and she had a Bible, and we've lost it. I don't know where it is, but she had a Bible, and it had some colored pictures in it. And I loved my grandmother's voice and how she, when she read the Bible to me.
No, I went to church since I was a baby too. As I have a similar story to yours, I was between Graham and my mom. But when I still went to Graham's house. Graham took me to church my whole life, up until she got sick, and I've been starting my church by myself. She eventually passed, not from sickness, but natural processes. I prefer to go. I mean, I've always known about the Lord. I've always known who He is. I just didn't know Him until I'm barely starting to get to know Him. But there are times I question whether or not he's real because that's nature. But I do keep in mind he is real. What is your favorite song we sing at church?
Oh, there's so many good ones.
I know.
You should have given me these questions earlier so I could be thinking about them.
Next.
Next. There's just too many.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What's your favorite Bible story?
Well, there are so many again,
Oh,
but
wait.
the one I remember the most was one that my grandmother would read out of the Bible. And she had, again, one of those Bibles that had some colored pictures in it. And there was a colored picture of David, and Goliath and that battle. And I remember that very distinctly.
My favorite is Jesus dying on the cross. I think that's always been my favorite because when I was little, or well, a kid, I had a preschool Bible, had Bible stories and pictures in it. I would say, "Graham, can you read me Jesus dying on the cross?" That's my favorite because, it's true. I mean, with the fear that Jesus had when he was bound to go to that cross, he could have said, "No, I'm not gonna do this."
He could have.
But he was humble to the Father, and since the Father, God, loves us so much, Jesus did it.
Very
So,
good.
and that's called grace.
And probably in the New Testament, it would be the resurrection. How just all of a sudden that stone was rolled away and he walked out. Yeah, that would probably be my favorite in the New Testament.
What was it like being a lawyer?
I loved my job. I loved it a lot.
Put people in jail.
I put people in jail. Well,
You
actually,
did.
they sent themselves to jail because of what they had done. But I was the prosecutor, and I loved my job. There were some days it was very, very hard, especially when we had to do cases where little children were abused, and
Wow.
that was hard. That
It
was
is.
very hard. And there were some very complicated cases that we did, and there were times when I had to go to other states to interview witnesses, and I loved the people that I worked with. We were all mostly very like-minded, and we had all been together. There were some of us that were together almost 25 years, and so it was a good, that was a good th a good try, a good deal. I loved being there.
What's the courtroom like?
Well, all the courtrooms are different. The one that I did most of the work in was very, very large and very high ceiling. And then there are some courtrooms that are very small. So it's just all different sizes.
I mean, I don't think I'm eligible for a courtroom unless I have to testify against somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I can't really be what they call it. You know how they pull random people out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from the jury pool.
Yeah. The,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think I'm mentally capable for that because I can't sit still, keep quiet.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that probably would be hard.
Yeah.
And actually, that's not one of the qualifications, but you do have to sit still and quiet. And sometimes the trials are very long, and they're very long days that you have to sit there. But otherwise, you would be qualified because you can read and write.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but listening would probably be a challenge.
Yeah, but I can't really sit for so long.
Yeah, well, sometimes you're sitting for 8 hours at a time.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I can't do that.
Right.
I mean,
you get lunch and you get a break, but it's sitting for hours and hours.
The only time I can sit for hours is that day. Well, dab is fine because we get up and down. But if I'm just sitting, because I can sit all day at home.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm just sitting there doing nothing, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
What is the craziest thing you've seen in a courtroom?
Oh, the craziest thing.
You know how on TV or videos,
mm-hmm.
like they go out to judge, you know, stuff like mm-hmm. that.
Well, not too many crazy things happen in federal court because there are lots of law enforcement there that would really, they'll keep people from disrupting everything. You know, sometimes people go to court dressed like they were going to a strip club. Sometimes it's bad.
That's funny.
Yeah, sometimes it's bad. Every once in a while, the defendant, the person that's been accused of the crime, they will just suddenly shout out because they are mad or they are trying to say that that wasn't what really happened. And sometimes when they just start suddenly shouting, it scares everybody in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. And so those are sometimes crazy things.
No, kind of like a day happened. Our side of the bus, someone starts shouting at mm-hmm. top of their lungs. It upsets us.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah. Sort of like that.
What do you think about my goofiness?
You're goofy. You're goofy, but you're very, very smart. And I mean, I can tell that. And you ask really good questions.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite secular song?
Oh, my favorite secular song. Oh my goodness. Let's see. There's so many songs.
Do you like 80s music?
I like 70s and 80s music.
I love those kinds mm-hmm. of music,
yeah,
too.
I like 70s.
The oldies are way better than what we have
mm-hmm.
now.
70s was when I was a teenager, and so that's probably my favorite. I can't tell you what my favorite secular song is, but...
Mine's by Cyndi Lauper. Can you guess which one it is?
No. Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Girls just wanna have fun.
Girls, how did you know it was my favorite?
I just took a wild guess.
Did you read my mind?
I took a wild guess.
You read my mind.
Because you always want to have fun.
Todd.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Every time you give me every time.
Every time. Yes, every time.
What do you think about my wall of love? I changed like Cookie Monster.
You, I can't understand you.
sorry. What do you think about my wall of imagination? Like Cookie Monster eating this and that, or vacuum chasing so and so.
You have a wild imagination. It's nice, clean material. That's a nice thing to say, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I think you've got a good imagination. It's good to have an imagination.
Mm-hmm.
if you don't just get overly silly about it.
Yeah. I was going to say something. What if I woke you up with an air horn?
What?
Well, what if I woke you up with the air horn in the middle of the night?
You would regret it.
What are you going to do? No.
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Trying to scare me?
Nope.
How long have you known me?
When did you start coming here?
So we've met at College Heights in February 2022. That I remember. So 3 years?
Yeah. It seems longer.
It does. Mm-hmm. How well do you know me?
Probably better than I should.
True. Have you been to church camp as a teenager?
Yes.
I have to. Yeah. Like, when I was at the church in Plainview, the one I grew up at, I think I was about 15 going to the ninth grade. Like, our church, there was a church in El Paso. I think Pastor Kim and his wife's relative, Paul Loxton, I think he's a preacher there. Their youth for going with us. So we went to El Paso, spent the night, then we went to New Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to church camp mostly all through my junior high and high school years.
I've been to another time, but not actual camp. When I was about 18, I think we went to state camp. We just went out of the community, just stuff at the church, basically. Mm-hmm. How passionate are you about music? Do you know any instruments?
Oh, I love music. I listen to music all the time, and I just absolutely love it. I just love it. And I cannot play an instrument. I started trying to learn how to play the piano when I was in junior high, but I wasn't very diligent about practicing, and so it didn't last very long. Mm. And I regret that I did not keep up with that.
Well, it's never too late.
Well, that's true. And you know, I considered buying myself a keyboard to start doing that. And then I thought, I'm not sure I have the enough discipline to do that. So
yeah, that'd be me too.
I didn't do it.
Yeah. I love music because I think I've always loved music since I was a kid.
Yeah, I've always loved music.
I mean, I've never really learned an instrument. The only instrument I learned was in the recorder that we learned in school.
Yeah. Yeah.
I play on drums and pianos and keyboards. Mm-hmm. Guitars, maybe.
So, like, you can actually play those instruments?
Not really. I've fiddled.
You just kind of fiddle with them. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. What was it like when you were 22? How is it different from today?
Okay, ask me that again.
Okay. What was it like when you were 22? How is it different from today?
Well, when I was 22, that was a really long time ago, you know. Can you guess how long ago that was?
You were born in the 1960s, right?
No.
Fudge nuggets. Yeah, 1950s?
Yes.
You're older than me.
Okay. We knew that. I'm a whole lot older than you. So what was it like when I was 22? Well, when I was 22, I was just finishing up college. Yeah. And I was sort of wild. I regret that. And I knew that I wanted to be a lawyer. And so I had applied for law school and I got in. And then I spent another 3 years in law school.
Okay, as we close our time, do you have any questions for me?
I do.
I
made a list. It's a short list, though.
I'm going to regret this.
You won't regret it. These are good questions.
Okay, shoot me.
Why did you choose me to be interviewed?
Well, I don't know. I guess because you're my friend.
Oh, I like that.
I guess.
What are some of your goals for the future?
Well, me and Ryu, my future is to, like, keeping my room clean, which I think I'm doing a little bit better.
Okay.
It's not too bad. I still want to straighten up just to... So, because if my room's really dirty, when the state comes or they come check the house,
mm-hmm.
or whoever comes check the house, if it's dirty, Jeanette gets in trouble. I get in trouble. That's why I want to do it.
That's a good reason.
And another goal, you know, like eventually, like, go live with Rihanna. That's what we've been talking about for a while. That's one of my goals too.
Is to live with Rihanna. Okay. What,
in the future.
What is the hardest part of your disability?
The hardest part. I think there's a lot of hard parts. The hardest part is knowing I can't live with my own. Possibly can't function at a workplace because of, you know, certain reasons. Yeah, I could, but I think it would be too much for me.
Can't drive.
Yeah, can't drive. Oh, that's one more question.
Except you drive me crazy. That's it.
No.
Yes.
That was one more question. I skipped it by accident.
Uh-oh.
So, real quick. What do you think about my fantasy of driving cars or trucks or whatever?
I think it would scare the snot out of me. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite Bible verse?
Bible verse. I hardly read the Bible, but there are times I'll open it up and read it if I really want to.
Why do you hardly read the Bible? Why do you not read it every day? Because you can read,
yeah,
right?
True.
And why do you not read it every day?
I really don't know. I just don't wanna.
That's being lazy.
Yes.
Yeah. But don't you want to know what God's Word says?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. So, what's your favorite Bible verse?
Well, I have a few memorized, but I guess one that's on my mind right now, Romans 14:11. I have that memorized.
What is it?
Not by reading it, but by, because I listen to sometimes old live streams of my church or group, mm-hmm. and just the music, just basically. But Romans 14:11. You can be sure it is written. You can be written. Myself because I'm messing up. It is written, you can be sure that I live, says the Lord. Every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God.
No? Very good.
Sorry, I stopped myself because I kept messing
that's
up.
Okay, very good.
No?
What talents or interests do you have?
Well, music.
Okay.
My talent is being silly.
That's not really a talent, but go ahead.
Let me see a talent. You don't want to know my talent.
Yeah.
You really want to know? Okay, fine. You're pretty disgusted by it, though. But I can, like, burp on command. Or I can fart by command.
That is not a talent. That is an irritation.
But I'm trying to think about my talent. I really don't know what my talent is.
You know what one of my talents is?
What?
I can whistle really loud.
Oh, yeah. No, don't do it.
We'll do it when we get outside. How about that? And you can see how loud I can whistle.
No. I hate loud noises.
You do? Yeah. Okay, well, I won't do it. But if you
just get everybody to be quiet, then that's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I go to get everybody to be quiet.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Have you experienced discrimination due to your disability?
I really don't think so. Because a lot of people love... pretty much everybody that I know here at Fellowship knows I have... some disabilities, but they love and they accept me. Oh, I think I may have my uncle. He's called me names, but it's just bickering and stuff.
And before you got to Fellowship, did you experience any kind of discrimination?
Not really.
That's good. Okay, last one. What support system is most helpful to you?
My church and my mama, Rihanna,
mm-hmm.
and JV, and Alice.
Okay. All right. Those are all the questions I have.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for watching. Peace.